If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is today to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we're rejoicing in the good things that God has done for us. You'll be glad to know that in the last 6 weeks, our Sunday school has averaged something over 800. All of this year, we have averaged 701 per Sunday. During the last six-week period, some 43 people have been added to the Sunday school and church rolls of Worth Baptist Church, and some 250 people have visited for the very first time. What a record, and how God is blessing the efforts of the ministry of Worth Baptist Church. If you do not have a church home, if you're looking for a place where Christ is honored, where the Bible is taught, where the gospel is preached, where people will invite you to come and welcome you into a spiritual atmosphere, we invite you to visit Worth Baptist Church today. Our church is located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. The Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The motto of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday School to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We believe the Bible is the only infallible, inspired record that God has given to man. We believe there's one way of salvation. We believe that's through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We believe the church today has but one mission, and that is to evangelize the world. We believe the church has two ordinances, those being baptism, the doorway into the fellowship of the church, and the Lord's Supper. We believe there's but one way to finance the church in this age, and that is by God's tithe and our free will gifts and offerings. Worth Baptist Church stands firmly upon the foundation, the rock that Jesus Christ himself is, when he said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." We have at our church a worldwide vision. We are reaching out into all the world to proclaim the gospel. We are now helping to support some 77 missionary families in more than 20 countries around the world. We believe that it is incumbent upon the church of the 20th century to get the gospel to the world. So we are doing that right here in our Sunday school, where there's a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We are doing that through our city evangelism department. We are doing it through our youth ministry, through our tape ministry, through the radio ministry, the printed page. We're doing that through worldwide missions. All of these things are working together to present to our city and to the world a well-balanced program of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship service begins at 7. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. We believe you would enjoy the Sunday school and the services of worship here at Worth Baptist Church. We have an outreach program on Tuesday for our ladies' visitation at 10 o'clock in the morning, then our general visitation ministry at 7 on Tuesday evening, again on Saturday morning at 9:30, and through the day, there's an outreach program within the city and across the Metroplex. Our midweek services are at 7:30. Currently, we're in a study of the book of Galatians. We would be happy to have you come and share these wonderful studies with us on Wednesday night at 7:30. Don't forget our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level, our worship services today at 11 this morning and at 7 this evening. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. The only way that we know that this broadcast is reaching you is for you to respond. We're asking you to write this week and let us know that you receive Worth Baptist Hour. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. To all who write this week, we will be happy to send you free and postage paid a cassette tape containing the message on today's broadcast. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. This word of special announcement concerning our Easter sunrise service. Our Easter sunrise service will be held again this year on our new property, the 14-acre site adjoining the property of the Fort Worth State School at Loop 820 and Campus Drive. The sunrise services will begin at 6 o'clock, and the whole city, in fact the whole Metroplex, is invited to come and share with us the Easter sunrise service of Worth Baptist Church. Remember, the time will be 6 a.m. on Sunday, April the 18th. And remember the place, our 14-acre site adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School, located at Campus Drive and Loop 820. We would be happy to have you share in the Easter sunrise service with us. In the meanwhile, in our services here at this location, 3309, Wilbarger Street, we shall be looking forward to greeting you today. And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, Jesus Christ, the Same Yesterday, and Today, and Forever. I shall read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, at verse 8. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today for this radio station, for the privilege of voicing the gospel. We thank Thee for every listener. We ask for those who are unsaved, that they may come to know Christ in this hour. We pray for our sick and shut-in friends, for our senior citizens, those in the rest homes, and those in the hospitals, and wherever they are today. It would be our prayer that this broadcast might reach them and bless them and encourage them and turn them toward Thee. Bless our nation today. We pray that 1976, in all of the primaries, in the general election, in all the activities of government, that our bicentennial year will be a year of revival for America. Send us revival, we pray, and give us in this hour what our hearts need. Is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, at verse 8, listen to these words. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. I've taken the title for my message from that verse of Scripture, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. We're living in a world of change that runs the gamut of the alphabet all the way from A to Z. Arithmetic is changing. Baseball is changing. Communications are changing. Education is changing. Families are changing. Geology is changing. Hearts are changing. Ideas are changing. Judges are changing. Life itself is changing. Money is changing. Numerics are changing. Operations are changing. People are changing. Quarterbacks are changing. Regulations are changing. Science is changing. Topography is changing. Ultimatums are changing. Values are changing. The weather is changing. X-rays are changing. You are changing. Zoology is changing. But my friend, Jesus Christ remains the same. Jesus Christ never changes. My text declares the truth, the undeniable truth. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. I'm glad to introduce to you Jesus Christ, God's Son and our Savior, who never changes. You do not have to worry about Jesus Christ ever being different. He's always the same. He has the same compassion and the same love and the same willingness to save you that He's always had. So, my friend, I underscore this one verse, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. Look it up, read it, mark it, memorize it. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Let us observe three basic areas in which Jesus Christ is always the same. First, Jesus Christ is the same in His power to save. Before He was born, in fact, 740 years before He was born, the prophet Isaiah called Him Emmanuel. I read it in Isaiah 7:14. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and shall bear a son, and thou shalt call His name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. When Jesus Christ was born, when Jesus Christ took upon Him the likeness of our flesh, God became man. The Creator became the creature. The Most High became the Most Nigh. Before He was born in Bethlehem, the angel named Him Jesus, which means Savior. It is written in Matthew 1:21, Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. Even as they laid Him in a manger, the angel said to the shepherds in Luke 2:11, Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Peter said in Acts 4:12, Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy 2:5, There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Again, Paul said in Romans 10:13, Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, you do not have to see a ball of lightning in the sky. You don't have to hear bells ring. You don't have to see stars fall. All you need to do in order to be saved is to call in faith, confessing your sins upon the name of the Lord. Paul said in Acts 16:31 to the Philippian jailer, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Paul said in Ephesians 1:7, In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Salvation, my friend, is a simple matter. It's a matter of your exercising faith in the redemptive work of Christ upon the cross. John said in the book of the Revelation, These are they which have come up out of great tribulation and have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. My friend, men have been saved but one way. In all the ages past, men have been saved by faith in Jesus Christ. In this present age, men are saved by faith in Jesus Christ. In whatever ages there are to come, as long as men will be saved, they will be saved by faith in the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross. In Hebrews 7:25, the Apostle Paul put it this way, Wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to God by Him. I heard an old preacher say one day, He saves from the guttermost to the uttermost. And how true it is. He saved the rich young ruler in spite of all of his self-righteousness. He saved the woman at the well in spite of her mixed-up life, having been married to five men and living with a man then who was not her husband. Jesus Christ saved her in spite of all of that sin. Jesus Christ saved the woman taken in adultery in spite of her guilt, in spite of her shame, in spite of her adultery, in spite of her sin. Jesus Christ had mercy upon her, and Jesus Christ saved her. And I want to tell you today, whatever your past, whatever your present, however deeply into sin you've gone, whatever your sins are, however black or vile they may be, Jesus Christ can save you. The Bible tells us He is able to save all that come to God by Him. My friend, there's no exception. Jesus Christ can and will save every member of Adam's race, and that includes you. My friend, all you need to do today is to admit that you're a sinner. Call upon Jesus Christ, confess your sins to Him, pray the sinner's prayer, God be merciful to me, a sinner, and God will save you even in this hour. Someone asked a dying preacher if he had any last words to say, and his answer was this, and it's a classic. Yes, make it plain how men can be saved and go to heaven. I want to make that plain for you today. There is but one way for you to be saved. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is but one way to heaven, and that's by Jesus Christ. The way of the cross leads home. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss. My friend, the only way for you to have your sins forgiven, the only way for you to be pardoned, the only way for you to be justified, the only way for you to be saved, the only way for you to go to heaven is through Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever in His power to save. Secondly, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever in His power to satisfy. Jesus Christ satisfies us when we are lonely. It is written in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He satisfies us when we are fearful. In Matthew 14:27, it is written, it is I, be not afraid. Jesus Christ will satisfy you in the weariness of your life. In Isaiah 40:31, it is written, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Jesus Christ will satisfy you when you're hungry and destitute. It is written in Psalm 103:5, He satisfieth thy mouth with good things. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, will satisfy you when you're tired. It is written in Matthew 11:28. Jesus said, come unto me, all of ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Jesus Christ will satisfy your soul when it longs for relief. If you are oppressed, if you are burdened down today, if you have problems and difficulties and trials and temptations that you cannot handle, listen to Psalm 107:9. He satisfieth the longing soul. Jesus Christ will satisfy you when your heart is spiritually hungry. I read in Psalm 105:40. He satisfieth them with bread from heaven. Jesus Christ will satisfy you when you ask the great question about what lies beyond, what's in the future, after death, what? That's the basic question that philosophers have asked throughout the ages. If a man dies, shall he live again? What is life going to be like beyond the grave? What will our bodies be like? How will we be formed? Listen to what the psalmist says in Psalm 17:15. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. My friend, beyond death for the believer, it is to be like Jesus Christ. In 1 John 3, we read, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Beloved, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. In the third area, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever in His power to secure. Do you know anything that is absolutely, positively, unequivocally safe, steadfast, and secure? Do you know anything that is unmovable, unshakable, and indestructible? your soul salvation is. Wall Street may tumble, Fort Knox may corrode, silver may tarnish, the stock market may crash, diamonds may turn to dust, Gibraltar may crumble, the pyramids may be washed away, the mountains may float into the sea, the sun may refuse to shine, the moon may turn to blood, the stars may fall from their sockets, the planets may get lost in their trackless path around the sun. The Antichrist may take the reins of government and cause all men to bow down before him. Armies may lay down their guns. Navies may sink their ships. Pollution may take away our breath. Earthquakes may shake our foundations. Depression may reduce us to rags. War may decimate our population. Pestilence may wreck our health. Drought may burn our crops. Famine may starve us to hunger. Death may stalk the earth until its last victim is claimed. But my soul can never be lost. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. Once in Christ forever, nothing from his love my soul shall sever. Jesus said in John chapter 10, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father who gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. In Philippians 1:6, Paul wrote, being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you is able to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. In 2 Timothy 1:12, Paul wrote, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. In Romans 8:35, it is written, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, or distress, or nakedness, or persecution, or famine, or peril, or sword? Nay, in all these things it is written, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, in his power to save, in his power to secure, in his power to satisfy. I have this footnote and I shall be through. Jesus Christ is the same in his willingness to answer your prayer that you're going to pray right now. In Jeremiah 33:3, it is written, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. My friend, will you pause this moment? Call upon God, confess your sin, trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. Will you not resolve right now that you're going to come to Sunday school and church today? Remember, we invite you to share with us at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in the city of Fort Worth, our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our morning worship at 11, and our evening worship at 7. It would be our joy to hear from you this week. Remember, all who write this week will receive free and postage paid a cassette tape of today's broadcast. Simply write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. So until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.